the cutthroat world of badminton, and a change in the Olympic rules that provides an incentive for players to lose strategically have combined to mean disqualification for 8 Olympic badminton players for, quote, not using one's best efforts to win. That's Olympic speak for trying to lose. And here's Lord Sebastian Coe speaking about the badminton players' performance before their disqualification.
Depressing. I mean, who wants to sit through something like that? And the sadness of it is I was actually at badminton yesterday afternoon. British competitor narrowly failed to progress, but the games were incredibly competitive in front of really large, enthusiastic audiences. Unacceptable. I mean, I know the Badminton Federation really well. They will take that really seriously.
Joining us now is Rob Broomby, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Rob, the badminton team there in Indonesia seems to have given the birdie to the world there. I guess you call it shuttlecock, right?
That's right, yes. I mean, essentially, they had no real alternative, the Badminton World Federation, although the British Olympic, the 2012 organisers and the International Olympic Committee, rather, made it clear that it was for them to make the decision as to what disciplinary action was required here. It was very clear, reading between the lines, that they wanted this to be taken very seriously indeed, and I think that's the context in which these 8 have been disqualified. Obviously, the balance for them to strike was whether the sport would be strengthened by appearing to be clean and getting rid of these apparent cheats, or whether it was better and as a result, of course, losing 4 very strong teams. They've obviously come down in the side of probity on this one.
Rob, is cheat the right word here? I mean, the way the rules work, these players were deliberately appearing to lose so that they would qualify in the knockout round in a bracket where they wouldn't have to meet the favorites, China. Now, do you fault them for that because of the way the rules are written?
Well, many people warned, many badminton experts warned that this was a risk if you went, as they did a few years back, to away from a knockout system towards a sort of group game system, that people would try and plot this way through the group games. What the Federation said at the time was they wanted to showcase the sport. They wanted the best athletes to get the highest possible profile through more games. So that was the reason for this. And they were warned that this kind of thing could happen. As to your question, whether you can call them cheats. Yes, I suppose many people would say tactics like this are used in all sorts of sports. But the fact is, for people who paid very, very good money, and many families had paid a huge amount of money to see these games, it was downright humiliating. And it really began to question the nature of the competition here in London itself, had they been allowed to continue.
What did they specifically see? People like, serving directly into the net?
Yes, it was quite bizarre. Some of the best players in the world were standing right in front of the net and apparently hitting the shuttlecock straight into it. There were rallies that lasted no longer than 4 shots. Now, in badminton, they go on for a good deal longer than that with a lot of drama. They were warned by the referee at the time. He got his black card out. He then didn't follow through and let them continue. So there were a whole series of mistakes here, but they had to do something, and it's been done. It's been dealt with swiftly.
Nasty, nasty news in the furious world of Olympic badminton. Rob Broomby, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks so much, Rob.
Cheers.